Well, hello and welcome to Advanced Radio, and we are so happy that you joined us here today as we talk about our lifestyle article for the month of November. But before we get started, I wanted to introduce my fellow guests in the studio today. So to my right, I have...
Serena, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in, Serena. And to my left, I have...
Hi, everyone. It's Albert. Looking forward to talking about this one.
Yeah, this is a very interesting article. We are talking about taking a gap year. And, of course, gap means... Usually, we think of gap as in spatial, something spatial, like there's a gap here, or there's a gap on my piece of paper, or there's a gap you can put, you know, a book in that space. But we're talking about a different kind of gap here. A gap year is talking about when people take a year off from their academic studies to go and explore different things. But before we get started, I wanted to ask my fellow guests, have you taken a gap year before, Albert?
I have not, and I didn't even know it was an option. You know, I feel like going through school, it's like, oh, you know, just like from age, however, kindergarten until you graduate, you just consistently year after year go to school.
Right. Is it about 12 years, right? We spend 12 years in school.
Right.
And it just keeps going, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But this is talking about taking time out from that, right?
Right.
So what about you, Serena? Have you taken a gap year before?
You know, where I'm from, you know, most people go to college or university right after they graduate high school. Maybe it's the pressure from the parents, but it's just normal to just go right to university after you graduate.
Well, then this will be an interesting topic to discuss with you today. Now, listeners, make sure you also underline just different vocabulary as we go through today's article, because that's what we want to do. We want to increase your English vocabulary and help you understand this topic as well. So let's turn to page 32 in your magazine or on your device, your electronic device. And we're going to start our reading today in column 1.
Taking a gap year. Why has this trend increased in popularity? Countdown to college. The advantages of taking a gap year. Taking a year off after high school, or a gap year, has become an increasingly popular and accepted decision here in the United States. In Europe, Australia, and New Zealand, gap year experiences have long been considered one of many traditional options. I was unsuccessful in my efforts to convince my own children of the benefits of taking a gap year. I wanted them to want to go to college for the right reasons, rather than just following everyone else lockstep. Some parents are afraid that if their child doesn't head off to college immediately after high school, they may never go. They fear they'll lose the momentum and are worried they won't find satisfying careers. Research on gap year experiences has actually shown that not to be true. A recent study found that over 90% of gap year students do, in fact, head to college within 12 months. Other research has repeatedly demonstrated that gappers earn higher grades than their traditional counterparts.
Well, listeners, if you are just joining us, we are looking at our lifestyle article for the month of November, and we're talking about taking a gap year. Now, this is a trend that is increasing in popularity, so that is why in the deck we've said, why has this trend increased in popularity? And that's what we're hoping to explore today as we go through this article. Now, first article talks about countdown to college, the advantages of taking a gap year. And if you look underneath that, we see that this is taken from the Charlotte Observer. Now, this countdown to college is actually a column that is done very often with advice to people about college and the different things that they may encounter or things that have to do with college life. Now, we're talking about advantages of taking a gap year. And we learn in the first paragraph that taking a year off after high school, or a gap year, has become an increasingly popular and accepted decision here in the United States. Now, earlier, Serena, you were mentioning that, you know, that wasn't really done when you were in high school, is that correct?
Right. Usually people graduated high school and then went into university. But it seems like this gap year seems to be the trend. And I guess it could be, when you graduate high school, not everyone knows exactly what they want to do. So they kind of want to figure out what their interests really are.
Right. And what do we learn in the next sentence, Albert?
How it is really popular in everywhere else, except the States.
Right. So in Europe and Australia and New Zealand, gap year experiences have long been considered one of the many traditional options. Now, when we say something has long been considered, Serena, what do we mean by that?
It's been considered, but never really done.
Right. Okay, and in this case here, I would say that they have done it for several years. When we're talking about long being considered, we also mean that they've thought about it for a while or they've been doing it for a while. Depends on the context of the sentence. Now, I can speak for New Zealand. I can't speak for Europe or Australia. Although I must say Europe, my parents are from Dutch descent and I have had cousins and know of other friends, cousins that have come from Holland to New Zealand to do their gap year. Mm-hmm. It's a very popular thing to do. In fact, for me, it was quite the norm. So to hear that it wasn't the norm in America, I thought, really? It wasn't? So I had the opposite. For me, it was quite the norm. Actually, I would say it's been happening for 15 to 20 years.
Really?
That's already quite a long time.
So parents don't really pressure their kids to go right to college. Do they actually encourage them to take a gap year?
Right. They encourage them to take a gap year. Of course, every parent is different, but I would say in general, it is considered, you know, an option, whether you go to work. We're going to look at the different reasons people may take a gap year, and we can explore that a little bit further. What does the author go on to say, Albert?
The authors try to push her own children to take a gap year as well, but she was unsuccessful.
Right, so this is very interesting. She was unsuccessful, or he, we're actually not sure, because the author's name is Lee, and that can be a male or female's name. We do learn that they were unsuccessful, which I thought was unusual, because we often find that generally, parents want to keep their kids going to school.
Or, actually, I feel like it is true for part, because usually kids or teenagers don't do what their parents tell them to do. It's like, hey, eat your broccoli. No, I won't. Go take a vacation. Oh, no, I won't.
Right. Yeah, so perhaps that's what's happening here. But she, or the author, felt that there were benefits for taking a gap year. Mm. What were some of those benefits, Serena?
Well, the author wanted them to want to go to college for the right reasons rather than just following everyone else lockstep. And here, lockstep is actually a way of marching with each other, like trying to be close to the person in front of you.
Right. If you think of the army, you know, an army training, obviously we see this a lot in TV and movies. They're in formation together, in lines. And when they are marching at exactly the same time, and they're usually not thinking about it too much, they're just automatically doing it, we call that lockstep. That's one of our specialized terms. So we see here one of the reasons that the author wanted their children to think about taking a gap year. But we also learn why parents might be afraid of a gap year, Albert.
Right. Some parents are afraid, like, hey, they might lose momentum. Now, momentum is speed. And so it's like right after high school, you go into college. They're afraid like that's this little break in the gap year will have them like, oh, I want to wander some more instead of resume the train that is going to school. I guess one of the benefits of taking a gap year is that when, you know, you're out there in the world and you're exploring, you figure like, hey, you know, a college education is probably really important. Mm-hmm. So maybe I should go back and go to school.
Right. Yeah, so there is that too. A lot of people find what they like to do because it does talk about parents being worried that their children won't find satisfying careers. But we are seeing a trend even now that a lot of people in the workforce are realizing, oh, I want to continue my education. Perhaps they do that online, or they do actually go to night school even. So there are those different options as well. Well, we learn a little bit about the research behind this. And what do we learn in this next paragraph, Serena?
It says, a recent study found that over 90% of gap year students do, in fact, head to college within 12 months.
So we see that they actually are determined to return to college. That's quite a high percentage. Now, of course, that may not happen in every case. There's still that 10%. But the parents' worry of them not continuing their education here can be answered by this research saying, well, still 90% continue with their college education within 12 months. So they're not staying longer than a year outside doing something else. But we learn about other research, Albert. What does the other research say?
Well, the other research says that gappers, what we are calling people who take a gap year, they earn higher grades than their traditional counterparts. So when they go back to school and they do resume taking classes, they get higher grades. They're probably more focused or more driven. And when we have the word counterpart here, it's used as a person or thing which has the same purpose as another one in a different place or organization.
Right. Good. That's an interesting word, gapper. Oftentimes we do that. You know, we personify the noun.
Yes.
And that's what we've done here. And I think here it's just really showing the benefits of what a gap year can do for the students, and the research is backing that up. Well, let's continue to learn about more of the benefits of taking a gap year.
What benefits can one accrue from taking a gap year? Gap students are often quick to share that they grew up a lot during their gap year and that they headed off to college a year later feeling refreshed, reinvigorated, more mature, and more intellectually curious. According to the American Gap Association, students who take a gap year and go on to college are 75% more likely to describe being happy or extremely satisfied with their careers after they complete their university studies. Gappers enter college life ready to study. They've outgrown much of the freshman antics that can prove so damaging to a student's GPA. Colleges and universities have come to appreciate the contributions that gap year students bring to the campus, and many are now encouraging students to take a year off.
Well, listeners, we are looking at our lifestyle article and we are discussing the gap year. What is a gap year and why are people taking a gap year? This is a trend that is increasing in popularity, and a lot of college students have now, they are considering taking a gap year. We learned earlier in this article that in Europe, Australia, and New Zealand, it has been happening for a long time and that students have considered this for quite a while. But we're learning that in America, it is just becoming more popular. Now, what are some of the benefits we've learned about so far, Serena?
Well, some of the benefits are, when you take a whole year off, you'll have more time to think about what you really want to do. Mm. You know, a lot of times students, when they graduate high school, they don't know exactly what their interests are, so they have a year to figure that out.
Did you know what you wanted to do when you left?
I did.
Okay.
But that could also be the pressure of parents as well. Usually in America, before you graduate, you kind of figure out what your major is going to be.
Okay, so you know which direction you're heading for college.
Right.
Okay, good. And Albert, what did we learn about the research of gap years?
Well, the research is positive. 90% of the people who are considered gappers, they resume going to college within 12 months. And also, research has shown that they earn higher grades than their counterparts.
Did you find this research surprising?
Yes, but after hearing about it, it kind of makes sense.
Mm.
Like, oh, you know, people are eager to go back. And also, you know, just like I remember in high school, it was a big question mark. Like, what do I do? What do I like to do?
Right.
And the only way to find out is to get out there and get experience.
Mm.
Find out things that you do like by doing. And also, yeah, it says, you know, they earn higher grades. And it kind of makes sense because I feel like people get, they mature.
Right.
Especially when you're out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that is one of the benefits we are going to discuss in this next paragraph. The heading says, what benefits can one accrue from taking a gap year? Serena, what does the word accrue mean?
Accrue means to increase gradually in value or amount.
Right. And what do we learn at the beginning of this paragraph, Albert?
That they're quick to share what they grew up a lot during the trip.
And that's what you were just talking about. I grew up here, meaning they matured a lot. And then they headed off to college a year later feeling refreshed, rejuvenated, more mature. What do we mean by the word rejuvenated, Albert?
Rejuvenated means to be refreshed. Mm-hmm. So you were exhausted previously, and now you're just re-energized. You're full of energy. And also, it's we mentioned this other word, reinvigorated, right? And also, it means to just, you know, same things, like synonyms, they're just same words. It's like, makes someone feel fresher, healthier, and more energetic.
Right, and this last one is more intellectually curious.
Ooh.
And perhaps that's what's associated with the higher grades that they are getting. They've gone outside, they've learned a bit more about the world, they've become more curious about what's going on, perhaps want to know how that came to be, and you learn a little bit more as you're studying. Now, we learn from the American Gap Association. There's an association now for taking a gap year. And what do they say, Serena?
They say students who take a gap year and go on to college are 75% more likely to describe being happy or extremely satisfied with their careers after they've completed their studies.
So we see that there is another benefit that occurs after they finish college. So what is this saying, Albert?
It's saying that, hey, I feel like the students, after getting real-world experience, they figure out what they like, and so they can jump back into their studies, you know, with like renewed passion.
Mm.
And they're when they graduate, they're really happy with the choices they've made in terms of academic studies.
Right. Now, something else that college students often do, I'm not sure if you have done this yourself, but they sometimes do what we call an internship. In fact, here at our company, we have interns that come in.
Mm-hmm.
They spend the summer with us. Have any of you done that before?
I actually have. I did an internship for about a year during my sophomore year, and my major was international relations. So I actually was kind of the assistant to the governor of Tulsa.
Oh, wow.
So I got to kind of see how the political field really is.
Mm, you know. Wow. And did you find that made you intellectually curious when you went back to school?
I did, because I had the experience. I was actually more interested in it. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I was that interested in the political field as much, but after having that internship, yeah, I definitely became more interested.
So it's interesting that a gap year or taking an internship allows you to explore outside of university,
right?
Outside of college,
right?
And that piques people's interest,
right?
What about you, Albert?
Let's see. I mainly worked and went to school during the summers, but I did volunteer work during high school. And I feel like one of the benefits is when you're in school and you're learning something in a book, you're like, well, how is this going to apply to later in life? It seems like it's something that's wasting my time. But when you get out there, you say like, oh, these are things that I've learned or heard about or read about, and now I see it in action in the world. And then, so yeah, I can see how like when you get back into school, you're like, oh, well, there's maybe more beneficial or useful things.
Right, so we're talking about gap years here, but also taking an internship or working while you are studying also have these benefits as well. Well, in the last paragraph, we learned that gappers who enter college life are ready to study. It says they've outgrown much of the freshman antics that can prove so damaging to a student's GPA. What are these freshman antics that they're talking about, Albert?
Well, antics is something funny or silly or strange behavior, like the antics of a child. I'm guessing when they take that gap year, you know, they when you're young, you're curious and you want to get out there and you're probably going to be a little foolish, which is fine. So I feel like instead of doing it in a school setting, you're doing it out there in the real world. And when you get back to school setting, it won't really damage your record or whatnot.
How does it damage your GPA?
Well, in terms of like usually when you're doing exploration or you're being curious, you're not focusing like your studies as a priority. So you might be staying up really late, going to tons of party, and then you're not really prepared for class or exams or papers.
Okay.
Like they say in America, it's freshman 15.
I do not know this term.
Where you gain 15 pounds because you're just going out with your friends all the time, eating a lot of good food, and I think there's statistics where it says you gain 15 pounds your freshman year.
Wow. And so you're not really concentrating on your
right.
study?
You're more focused on your friends and your social life and trying to fit in.
I mean, I can see that. You know, it's like you're young, you have tons of energy, you're away from home, the parents aren't there.
Right.
Hello.
That's
right.
The first for many, too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and so these freshman antics are damaging to your GPA. Now, Serena, can you explain what GPA is?
A GPA is a number which represents the average score earned by a student during all their courses. So after every semester, you'll get a GPA on your report card to see how well you did.
Okay, and that determines whether you can complete your degree or not?
I think it depends. Like each college or university has a certain GPA that you need to pass.
Okay.
For example, 4.0, that would be an A.
Okay.
3.0 would be a B. 2.0 would be a C.
Okay. 1.0 is
1.0. I think you got to do it again.
Okay. And so when your employer looks at this later when you go into the workforce, they do look at your GPA, or they just look at that you completed your degree?
I think depending on the company, but most companies do look at your GPA, I believe.
Okay. So it's about your ability and your skill.
Right.
Okay.
How much you're motivated.
Okay, so listeners, we learn a little bit more about that grade point average and how that works out. Of course, we're learning that when gappers take the gap year, that it helps them to be more concentrated on their studies. And we see that colleges and universities have come to appreciate the contributions that gap year students bring to the campus. What do we mean here by contributions? What would that mean, Albert?
Well, contributions is usually you bring something that's beneficial, like you contribute to the workload or a charity drive where you donate things. And I feel like colleges and universities like it when there's a diversity in the classroom. You know, there's people that have experiences or come from different backgrounds, and they feel like, hey, it's better to have students that are, you know, that get higher grades, and also you have a passion for learning. So I can see why they would want gappers or more of them in their classes.
So when you're in college, are you discussing your experience in the classroom?
I guess it depends on the class and the subject, right?
Right.
I remember there's different classes where it's more like, oh, we're going to feed you this PowerPoint, and there's other ones where it's more like discussion-oriented.
Mm. Right. Like most of my political and history classes, they're very much conversational. Okay. So I did talk about my experience during the internship, and there were a lot of debates and opinions going on.
So you can bring your experiences into the classroom and discuss them
with
people?
Yes, yes.
Okay, that's great. Well, we see that many are now encouraging students to take a gap year off. So many taking a year off, many universities are encouraging their students to consider taking a gap year because they've understood the benefits of a gap year and the contributions that a student or a gapper bring to the table. Well, after reading this article, Serena and Albert, did you feel like, oh, I wish I could have taken a gap year?
Yeah, in a way, because, you know, that's a whole year to kind of explore your interests, maybe to travel, you know, do a lot of things that maybe you've never done before.
Right.
So I think it's something maybe I would encourage my future children.
Good. What about you, Albert?
Well, if I had a time machine, sure. But I feel like another thing is, it's something that I learned about was after moving to Taiwan, they have working holidays.
Yes.
They have like special visas or relationships with other countries that allow people in Taiwan to work abroad.
Right.
And a lot of people do this after they graduate from college or before they move to another job. It's just transition between jobs, what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to Australia, they go to New Zealand, or they go to Germany, and they come back and they tell me all about it, and it sounds amazing. So I feel like this is still an option that people can still probably take.
Right. Well, listeners, we hope that you too have perhaps become inspired about gap years, or at least have become intellectually curious about it. Now, we are running out of time today, but we would love to hear your feedback, whether it's in our Facebook page or whether it's on our website. Make sure you contact us to learn more. And you can also see our Topic Talks QR code at the top left corner of the article. Make sure you check that out so that you can learn a little bit more with us, whether it's through our insights, whether it's through features or Get It Right. We would love to hear your feedback. Thank you, Albert and Serena, for joining me today. And we hope that you can join us tomorrow as we continue to explore what is a gap year and perhaps why it is beneficial to consider the gap year. So make sure you check out for more tomorrow. Come back and we'll see you then. Until tomorrow, this is Amanda.
This is Serena.
This is Albert.
Saying goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye.